Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Organizations promote new document in rejection to agreement between Mercosur and European Union. The Biodiversity Alliance, made up by Latin American social movements and organizations, is promoting a document titled 12 Reasons Why We Say No to the Mercosur-European Union Free Trade Agreement, while a new round of negotiations that could end up with a signed treaty is taking place in Asunción, capital of Paraguay. The agreement would imply the consolidation for the first time in the history of Mercosur of a framework of obligations that would negatively restrict the economic development and transformation possibilities in the future, said Viviana Radarreto, BA in International Relations, in an interview with Real World Radio. It will also negatively restrict the potential to consolidate a regional integration system. It seems quite concerning, I'd say even alarming, that the only offensive position of Mercosur is focused on the agro-export sector, added the member of Redes, Friends of the Earth Uruguay. Maria Palau, researcher at BASE, said to Real World Radio that the document 12 Reasons Why We Say No to the Mercosur-European Union Free Trade Agreement, which has been endorsed by over 500 individuals and organizations, is a synthesis of the different reasons why social movements and organizations consider it necessary to oppose the new agreement. According to an analysis carried out on the leaked texts, social organizations are worried especially about how the agreement would affect agriculture and would consolidate the extractivist model in the region. The fact that our governments are signing an agreement that deeply endangers the future of our countries without a prior consultation is key, said Mariel Palau. Then she added that the signing of a Mercosur-European Union agreement would imply the need for Latin American governments to sign the UPOV Convention of the International Union for the Protection of New Land Varieties and approve the so-called Monsanto laws that criminalize the circulation and exchange of native seeds. Meanwhile, Barreto explained that the position of Mercosur in the official negotiations accounts for a perspective that is absolutely restricted to the agro-exporter sector, particularly extensive farming and soy. In exchange, they forego other elements that could enable an alternative development path with less dependence, she said. Viviana shared Marielle's views. If the agreement as it exists now is signed, a pattern of global economy insertion would be consolidated. And for our economies and peoples, it will mean a deepening of the problem agribusiness represents today. Expulsion of family farmers, peasants, deforestation, contamination with agrotoxics, destruction of regional economies, and the loss of food sovereignty, and therefore a growing vulnerability in terms of food.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.